If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. I brought it to your attention just a little under a week ago, but this is how it went down on The View when it did. Take a listen.
We have experienced many decades now of having agency over our body, of being able to determine when and how many children to have. We know what that feels like. We know what that's done for our lives. We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane
speaking, yeah. and she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth.
But
we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous.
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that. That's
you don't know. They'll pick up on that and just run with it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's just kidding.
Well, let me talk to you about.
All right, everybody's laughing at the end there because Jane Fonda is glaring back at Joy Behar, who said she was kidding. That was Jane Fonda who said murder, right after she said, I don't care what the laws are, we're not going back. A lot of it, I think, is just hot air, to be honest with you, because it's such projection. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. In the state where Jane Fonda lives and in the state where The View tapes its TV show, in both of those states, abortion is just as available now as it was prior to the Dobbs decision. But here to comment on this is Paul Batura of the Focus on the Family. We love Focus on the Family for all the good that they are doing. And this is a very interesting, I think, little moment for the left, because what it does is it shows you, I think, a little bit behind the curtain. Paul, what do you think?
Well, no, Kevin, good to be with you again, and completely agree. I mean, any time a liberal opens their mouth, they're generally going to reveal something that we've suspected, that more recently they're saying their thoughts out loud. And we know that the left often treats the subject of abortion and with murder. I mean, that's what they're all about. And so when Jane Fonda says she was joking, and she says, I think that's obvious.
Actually, let me just comment right here. In that clip, she never says she was joking. Joy Behar says she's joking. Lily Tomlin, all of the color ran out of Lily Tomlin's face in the clip. She looked mortified. And then at the end, like I said, Jane Fonda glares back at Joy Behar when Behar insists that she is joking. So, let her spin it however she wants to. But at the time, she obviously had a very stern approach to what she was saying there, and she didn't want to be pushed on it.
No, you're right. And, you know, my mom used to quote that old aphorism about many a truth is spoken in jest. And that's what's happening here. In her pseudo apology, she said, I think the point I was trying to make was obvious. I guess my question to her is, what point were you trying to make? One, you're suggesting disobeying law. But then it's unclear to me what point she's trying to make if she's suggesting that murder is the solution to get rid of pro-lifers. I mean, I think we know that's what they think, and we know that's what they want. But here she actually said it. It's almost like you could see the bubbles, the bubbles in the cartoons. They actually say it now.
When you look at the March for Life and you see the 60-70% of the people that participate are not just women, but high school, college, and young married-aged women. I mean, you're talking about the perspective of an octogenarian, literally, who lives in Hollywood, doesn't need anything related to what she's talking about, versus the overwhelming number of people on the other side that make up the very demographic that would be supposedly being shut out by the laws that she's talking about.
Yeah, out of touch comes to mind, and certainly... certainly right. I mean, I'm a dad of three kids who are all adopted, and two of the moms were abortion minded. I'm so glad that they don't subscribe to Jane Fonda's philosophy.
Yeah.
It's curious to me how someone can be so militant, to your point, who is in no need or no party to any abortion. What's driving it? I mean, it's become a religion in and of itself. I suppose it's what happens when you turn yourself over to a depraved mind and lose all perspective. But it's heartbreaking to see someone. But I suppose with Jane Fonda, it doesn't come as a shock to those of us who have followed her. She had that brief, it appeared to be, moment of clarity when she said she was born again, but then backtracked and said she was manipulated and never quite was there, which is too bad. But here we are.
Yeah. No, I think it's I think you're right. And I think that one of the things that's going to be important for people of good conscience and of good faith as we look forward, we're going to have to be. I know a lot of people think that once Roe v. Wade got dealt with, you know, kind of the battle was over. In my opinion, and what I've said on this show, and I've told everybody that that's asked me about it, we just got to another level of it. It's 50 different battlefronts in 50 different states, and it's a lot of people in those areas that are going to have to engage. And I think, given Jane Fonda's approach here, we're going to have to be more winsome, more strategic, and obviously more Christ-like than ever before. But I think that that all of those things work to our benefit if we do.
I think that's right. And I think we need to remain persistent. We need to remain bold. I mean, Kevin, you were covering the live ultrasound in Times Square 4 years ago. And
yep.
Yet the strategy of the left, you know, is to ignore it. The New York Times was one block from the event. 20,000 people showed up. They didn't deem fit to cover it. You have over 140 attacks on pro-life, 140 attacks on Catholic churches since the Dobbs leak last May. Rarely does that show up in the headlines. I mean, these are hate-motivated attacks from abortion activists who want to silence and shut down and intimidate. And the reality is we're not going to get a lot of media coverage. Thank God for shows like yours, for networks like Salem, for organizations like the Right to Life and Focus on the Family that are supported by your listeners and people who care about. We're not alone. You know, we're on the right side. We're on the winning side, and we're on God's side, most importantly. And I think you're right. Just head down, keep moving, keep pushing.
Killing is a mindset, and it is certainly something that has taken foot in many people that I don't even think that they realize that they've condoned, in essence, murder in this regard. And so probably not really surprised when someone says something like Jane Fonda did, and then, oh, they have to actually think about the consequences of what they said. Anyway, Paul Batura, Focus on the Family. Appreciate everything that Mr. Daly and all of you are doing on a daily basis to help keep families and marriages fortified. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to talk to you.
You can always get more info at focusonthefamily.com. Kevin McCullough, my final thought for the day, and it's a doozy, coming up next.